Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday, one and all. Awesome to be here with you today, and do we ever have a fun one? Let me tell you, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let me tell you what is coming your way today. What is going on with my headsets here today? Am I looped around?
You're looped around a couple of times, actually. Yes.
I'm looped around a couple of times. Okay, we will get that fixed. But folks, a ton of fun stuff coming your way today on the show. Coming up on the show at 2:20. Now, I need to give you an hour and 15 minutes to get ready for this, because I know South Carolina fans especially are going to be excited about this contest. Okay. Our station receives some tickets to events here and there from time to time, and I have two tickets to give away to Clemson versus Wake Forest tomorrow, okay? And I know Gamecocks fans will be very, very excited about that, the chance to win two tickets to go see Clemson. However, here's what we are doing. At 2:20... and Lonzo, I am hearing a really weird other voice in my ear right now. I have no idea what's happening or how that's happening. But at 2:20, our contest is going to be whoever does the best Ed Ogeron impression. Okay, so between now and 2:20, if there's somebody in your family that you know does a spot on Ed Ogeron impression, at 2:20 today, we will be having our Ed Ogeron contest, and the best impression wins two tickets to go see Clemson and Wake Forest tomorrow, 3:30 p.m., Memorial Stadium. If you know somebody that can knock this out of the park, there is your contest. There is your prize. I saw something was shared with me from a popular area store yesterday that I found to be deeply offensive. I will share that with you at 2:50. Travis Johnson, former NFL player, is going to join the show at 3:20 this afternoon on all of the chaos from last night and wise guy's wisdom coming your way at 3:40 as well. So if we can get to kind of number one here, kind of brief you as to what we're looking for in our 2:20 contest, here is our main man, Coach O.
You know, both teams fought. I mean, for 7 years, I give them credit. They fought. You know, both teams.
Hello.
You know, both teams fought. I mean, for 7 years, I give them credit. They fought.
Hey, it's a short clip. I mean, if you want, I'd have some longer clips. You didn't specify how long you needed.
Okay.
We don't need to give them that much. We're giving away tickets. I mean,
That's true.
If you can't figure it out that quickly, then you don't deserve to be in the contest.
That is also true. So wise guy's wisdom, and as well, Neil Pappas with his lock of the week coming your way at 2:40 this afternoon. So, loaded show. The numbers in which you can get to us, 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is at 71307. Start your text with ESPN and then send your message. And our Twitter policy is, if you are following us on Twitter, we have shown you that we will get to your tweets live and on the air. At Mark Ryan on air, at Lonzo on Word, at ESPN Upstate. Emailing the show as well is available, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. More emails this week than we've ever gotten previously. Very, very excited, very happy about that. We are the most interactive sports radio show in South Carolina. And we are, as we are Offsides, we are the show that gives you both sides here on the show. So last night, it obviously goes without saying that there was let's just say a problem that took place late in the game between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cleveland would go on to win the game 21-7, and in this game that of which Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were on the call, I was not watching the game live as it happened. Lonzo, were you?
Yes, I was, and I'm still ticked off about it.
You're still ticked off about it.
I'm very.
It's interesting, Lonzo. I wish you guys could see this sometimes. You know how I like to bring you into the show. Lonzo has known what we're going to get to, and he has this ticked off look on his face. And he's a guy. There's no poker face with Lonzo. You know exactly what he's thinking, what he's feeling. So for the first 5 minutes of this show, he was throwing me off a little bit because, as far as I know, he's not mad at me. As far as I know, but I can tell that he's ticked. And so now it's coming into focus that he's mad about what took place last night. Let's hear what took place last night, Pittsburgh against Cleveland.
Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Oh, my goodness. Rips the helmet off Rudolph's head and then eventually swings it and hits him in the head. And then Ogunjobi comes up and hits Rudolph from behind.
Beyond words.
So what takes place is Myles Garrett sack, and I have no idea what Lonzo's take is on this. And we're about to see if Lonzo and I are on the same page or if we're going to be yelling at each other for the next 3 hours, because I have no idea. Look, Mason Rudolph gets sacked, okay? And after the play, there's some scuffling. Mason Rudolph tries to take off Myles Garrett's helmet, fails. Myles Garrett then successfully takes off Mason Rudolph's helmet and manages to club him over the head with the helmet. And then there's a big scuffle. Mason Rudolph gets shoved to the ground. Mason Rudolph's bare head was clubbed with Myles Garrett's helmet. And the NFL has come out very, very swiftly on this with the following statement. The Pittsburgh Steelers and Cleveland Browns organizations each have been fined $250,000. Lonzo, whenever I hear things like that, I just wish that we could go back and erase that and donate the $250,000 to the Mark Ryan Fund. Okay, can we just go back and pretend that didn't happen? I'll gladly take the $250,000 if you can just keep your cool. How about that?
I do believe the fines go somewhere else, like the charity or something. So, I mean, if you're considering
yourself... It goes to the NFL.
Does it?
It goes to the NFL. But hey, listen. I will gladly... The Mark Ryan Fund will gladly accept your $250,000. Cleveland's Myles Garrett and Larry Ogunjobi and Pittsburgh's Marquise Pouncey, Florida Gator, have been suspended without pay for their actions in Thursday night's game. Garrett's been suspended without pay indefinitely at a minimum for the remainder of the season and the postseason. All right, we're just past the halfway mark of the season, and he's done for the rest of the year. By the way, through how many games? The 10th game for the Cleveland Browns last night? Through the 10th game of their season, he had 10 sacks. He's also fined an additional amount. Garrett violated unnecessary roughness and unsportsmanlike conduct rules, as well as fighting, removing the helmet of an opponent, and using the helmet as a weapon. Pouncey has been suspended without pay for 3 games and fined an additional amount for fighting, including punching and kicking an opponent. I'm not saying this guy's name right, Lonzo. Ogunjobi? Ogunjobi?
You're asking the wrong person to pronounce something.
Ogunjobi has been suspended without pay for 1 game and fined an additional amount for unnecessary roughness, specifically for shoving an opposing player to the ground during an altercation. Additional discipline for other players will be forthcoming through the standard accountability process, including those players that left the bench to enter the fight area. Under the collective bargaining agreement, the suspensions may be appealed within 3 business days. Appeals. Does Sunday count as a business day for the NFL? It should. It definitely should. Appeals are heard and decided by either Derek Brooks or James Thrash, the officers jointly appointed and compensated by the NFL and NFLPA to decide appeals of on-field player discipline. There is so much to unpack about this, ladies and gentlemen, but I would like to open up by saying the following. What Myles Garrett did is abhorrent. It is awful. However, if you go back and watch the tape, and here's what I can't believe. I cannot believe for the life of me that Mason Rudolph has avoided suspension for this. Number one, watch the tape. At no point did Myles Garrett realize that Mason Rudolph had gotten rid of the ball. It is his job to get Mason Rudolph on the ground. He pulled him to the ground thinking he still has the ball, which is his job. Number two, being frustrated that Myles Garrett was trying to bring him to the ground, Mason Rudolph attempted to pull Myles Garrett's helmet off. That is very clearly seen on the video. If you try to pull my helmet off, what do you think will happen? What do you think I'm going to do? How do you think I'm going to respond to that? Neil Pappas was cracking me up. He's joining us at 2:40, but he totally disagreed with me on this on Twitter. And he said Mason Rudolph would, quote, stomp a mud hole in my candy Italian ass. Those are the words of Neil Pappas. Well, and somebody else said, who was this? Billy Watson said, I said, I'm amazed Mason Rudolph avoids suspension for his role in this. Try to rip my helmet off. I dare you. Billy Watson says, you ain't going to do nothing, Mark. Well, Billy, I actually would. I would lose the fight, but I would do something about it. All right.
So we're going to have to deal with this for 3 hours on this show and 3 hours on the next show. So you and Will are on this. This is ridiculous.
Well, wait a minute.
Your take is completely ridiculous.
Wait a minute. There's plenty of time for your erroneous takes here on the show.
Of course, you don't want to hear from the opposition.
Okay.
That's fine.
No, we will. We're at the end of the first segment here. The last part of this that needs to be heard is the following, and this is the part that I don't think anybody's seeing. If you're at work right now and you can get away with rewatching a video of this incident of what took place last night, here's what you will see. Watch very closely, okay? Watch very, very closely. Mason Rudolph kicks Myles Garrett in the playmakers, okay? After he failed to get Myles Garrett his helmet off, Mason Rudolph deliberately kicks him in the toaster strudels, okay? And you can't do that. So Myles Garrett absolutely positively deserves a hefty suspension. But I am amazed and befuddled, but I am beside myself that the instigator in this, why is it that always in life the instigator never gets anything? The instigator gets off scot-free. If I'm handing out the discipline, Myles Garrett, 4-game suspension. Mason Rudolph, 2-game suspension. You can't try to pull somebody's helmet off and then kick them in the Reese's Cups. You can't do that. All right? The family jewels are precious. Watch the tape. Mason Rudolph attempts to pull off the helmet, and then he kicks Myles Garrett in the jujubes. It's totally unacceptable. And yes, may God have mercy on your soul if you do those two things to me. How Mason Rudolph gets off without a suspension boggles my mind. All right, Lonzo, thank you for letting me get that off my chest. Now you may proceed with your incorrect assessment.
You know what? You know, I hear people like you, and I hear people who haven't played the game say things like this. There is, you talk about unwritten rules in baseball. There's an unwritten rule in football. You do not use your helmet in this manner. No matter what someone does to you, you do not do this. This guy snapped. He deserves what he got, and hopefully he can get some anger management and things like that after the season's over and maybe come back. But I think history has shown if someone does something like this, they're going to do it in the future. It's the same thing if you take your stick and you split someone's skull with it. I think it was McSorley or somebody had that happen. And that guy got arrested. And I think, you know, this is an assault with a deadly weapon. It's ridiculous. You don't do this in any level of football. You don't do. I've been mad since last night. I heard Booger on my side. I've heard a ton of people who feel the same way I do. It doesn't matter what Rudolph did. It's the retaliation. If he started punching him, if Garrett started punching him, or if he, you know what, if he kicked him back where he got kicked in the first place, wouldn't have a problem with it. The problem is him taking his helmet off. He could have killed that guy. He could have killed Rudolph with the helmet if he hit him the wrong way. And I heard Booger McFarland talking about this on Get Up this morning, that Rudolph recently had a concussion, which makes this even worse. And, you know, I don't expect Garrett to know that he had a concussion, but still, it's your head. You don't take your helmet off. You don't hit anybody with your helmet anywhere. You just shouldn't be in football at all. It's just ridiculous. I don't care about heat of the moment or anything like that. You don't do it. You just do not do that.
You ready? I agree with everything you just said. I agree with everything you just said, and I'm surprised that I agree with everything you just said. I think you and I differ in the sense that I think wielding a helmet around, I think cleating someone in the tire swings is maybe not the same as swinging a helmet at somebody, but it's close. He cleated somebody in the Fraternal Twins.
You know, I hate to throw comedy in this, but how many different ways are you going to say this before this show is over?
I'm working on it, man.
I've never heard half the stuff that you said, and yes, I've completely got it, but yeah, I've never heard half of this stuff.
I'm glad. So obviously there's a lot to unpack on this. There is so much to unpack and a lot to get to, not the least of it, which is this the worst on-field incident we've ever seen? Where does this rank in terms of the all-time on-field incidents? We see you guys lighting up the phone lines. We are going to get to your calls. A lot more on this, a real dark day for the NFL based on what took place last night. My name is Mark Ryan, and you're Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mark Ryan, Lonzo, and Caroline here with you on a Friday. Caroline doing a fantastic job. Always great to see you in here. So you heard Booger McFarland, my former co-host in Tampa, on this show yesterday at 3 p.m. Had a great time interviewing him and catching up with my old friend. You might imagine Booger is everywhere today. And is, needless to say, suffice it to say, very opinionated. Boy, Lonzo, can you imagine the Tampa show today, given how Booger feels about this and how I feel about this? We are not exactly in line. Let's hear what Booger has to say.
Organization, the Rooney family, I'm not leaving Cleveland until we file charges. I don't care whether it's misdemeanor, whatever it is. I'm filing charges because the intent of Myles Garrett when he took the helmet and he used it as a weapon was to hurt Mason Rudolph. And to me, that's when you cross the line from the sport that I love, from the sport that I played for 9 years to be a competitor, to you cross the line to doing something else. He violated the code, man. You ask anybody. That's why all the former players are up in arms, because we don't do that. We protect each other. We pray for each other when the game is over, because we are husbands, we are sons. We have to go back to our families. And you took the helmet and you tried to hurt this man? I don't care what he did. I don't care what he said. I don't care what happened between the play. We as football players, we as a part of the 1,600 players in that fraternity every year, we don't do that. If I'm anybody...
Okay, so the words of Booger McFarland. I don't necessarily disagree with a lot of what Booger says there, and he might have charges pressed. Seeing it live, I thought Albert Haynesworth stepping on a guy's throat with cleats was worse than that.
No way.
To me.
No way.
To me, that was my initial reaction. If swinging a helmet at somebody is suddenly a legal issue, what is trying to cleat them in the jujubes, Lonzo? I mean, what is that?
It's a totally different thing. Okay. I don't know why you're equating this. It's just totally different. The velocity it takes to grab it, it's like swinging a hammer or swinging any other weapon. You're not swinging your feet.
Do both do personal harm? Both do personal harm, right? I mean,
you just don't get it. That's fine.
If you make it so that a man cannot reproduce because you have cleated him in the jewels, then is that not doing personal harm as well?
Are you okay with what the NFL did as far as the indefinite suspension? Because I'm completely okay with that.
I would have said 4 games for Myles Garrett and 2 games for Mason Rudolph. But
and then there would be an outcry like there was on other things that the NFL didn't come down hard enough on the guy.
Because they're so reactionary, Lonzo, and that's how everybody is nowadays. We got to get to some people on the line here. Bunch of people wanting to chime in. Let's get to Delvin, who's up first. Delvin, thanks for the call, man. You're offsides. Go ahead, Delvin.
Mark, I love you, man. I love you, show, but I got to disagree with you. This, you talking about killing somebody? Dude, he could have killed a dude, man. What if he'd have bust him up? He already had a concussion. What if he'd have bust him up and he would have been bleeding? You would have been okay. Well, he killed him in the tube, so he should not get suspended on the 4 games if he'd been busted up after he just came back from a concussion.
Listen, Delvin, I need to make this very clear. I said it at the open. What Myles Garrett did is abhorrent. It's absolutely indefensible. He swung a helmet at a helmetless player, okay? And even if somebody instigates you, that is way over the line. That said, Mason Rudolph tried to rip his helmet off before that took place. Mason Rudolph kicked him in the privates before that took place. Now, I'm not saying for me, I think there's clearly a trigger for Myles Garrett that is scary. You know, there's a temper problem there that maybe no one knew about. But I promise you, Delvin, if somebody ripped my helmet off and kicked me in the Pop-Tarts, that there would be revenge that's taking place there. I'm coming after you. I mean, I'm not going to swing a helmet at you, probably not, but something bad's going to happen to you. No?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, coming after you. And you said that, but come on now. You said that he didn't, my hero played a play. Come on, man. It was 8 seconds left in the game. You'd have had to take the dude down that hard anyway. He swung him down real hard. You had to do that with 8 seconds left in the game. You already winning by 14.
Okay, I've watched that play over and over again, Delvin, and thank you for the phone call. And in seeing that play over and over again, I am convinced that Myles Garrett thought Mason Rudolph still had the ball. Okay? At no point could he see that Mason Rudolph had gotten rid of the ball. And Mason Rudolph is a big guy. It's his job to get him down on the ground. And, you know, defensive linemen, they want sacks. You know, that's their bread and butter. That's where they make their money. So here's what I'm saying. Yes, Myles Garrett is at fault. Completely and totally 100% he's at fault. But Mason Rudolph is not just the victim here. And I'm not just going to let him play the victim card when he was the one who elicited that reaction. Let's get to Bill, who's up next. Bill, thanks for the call. You're offsides. Bill, go ahead.
I could not agree any more than what Lonzo said, and I could not agree against what you're saying.
I think that's called disagreeing. I think that's called disagreeing, Bill.
Yeah. What happened with before the helmet was removed happens every game, every other drive. I played football, and it happens all the time in the game. You get punched in the nuts. You get your helmet jerked on. You get kneed. You get your. You remember what Christian Wilkins did against Ohio State, right, Lonzo? You get your oil checked. Things happen. That's football.
I had to show Mark how that was done. Physically, but yeah.
If you can't handle that, and you're a psycho, don't be in the game.
I prefer not to get my oil changed anywhere but Jiffy Lube.
Four games suspension for what he did. If his wrist is turned to the other side, we're singing a different tune today. He would have hit him with the crown helmet and busted his head open. And that is a beast of a man swinging that helmet. I think you're underplaying this, Mark. I think you're using it to get calls. I think you know that this is absurd, and he deserves to be banned from the league for now until he gets help. And if you don't, if you only see a four game in this, then you've got problems.
Well, Let me ask you this. All right. If somebody tries to rip your helmet off, and someone cleats you in the toaster strudels, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm going at them, but I ain't taking their helmet off and hitting them with it.
Okay, so you're going at them. What is going at them entail?
You go at them because you know people's going to break it up. You know that there's going to be – you're just going to defend what they're doing. You're going to make a statement by standing up for yourself like you do in every sport.
Bill, I'm telling you – Bill, I'm telling you, if we're playing football and you rip my helmet off and you kick me in the testa satchel, all right, I'm coming after you with the intent to do harm. I'm coming after you with the intent to do harm.
Well, I'm going to do it every time I play you if it bothers you like that.
Well,
that's football, Mark.
Well, and you won't be playing very long. With what I'm doing to you, you won't be playing very long.
You play flag?
No.
Man, you can't condone this type of behavior. I mean, it was barbaric. It was, man, boogers all over it. He does need to be charged with assault, man. That was assault, what he did. And it was sad, and if his hand is twisted and he hurts that dude, man, and he busts his head open, everybody's singing a different tune. But I agree with it. I think he needs to be out. I think he needs to put hours in to anger management. I agree. Lonzo was just all over it. I mean, I almost hung up because Lonzo just killed it with his, you know, assessment of it. But
Thank you for agreeing with me, Bill. I appreciate your backup, Bill. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. You know, I don't think if somebody ripped Bill's helmet off and kicked him in the Reese's Cups, I do not believe that Bill would not be coming at that person without the intent to do harm. You would be coming at somebody with the intent to do harm because that person has done harm to you. Now, certainly, what Myles Garrett did was excessive. You cannot dispute that. But I am not the only one. I'm not the only one saying what I've said. I'm not the only one who believes the way I believe, believes what I believe. Here's Max Kellerman on First Take today.
Mason Rudolph needs to be suspended at least a game. Let's start with that. He was the one who started the fight, tried to take Myles Garrett's helmet off. I mean, he tried to got underneath, tried to twist it off. Then Garrett's like, oh, okay, that's what we're doing. Okay, I'm going to take your helmet off. Then as Myles Garrett's being restrained by two of Mason Rudolph's teammates, Mason Rudolph, without his helmet, charges Myles Garrett. By the way, it's in the rules. You know what happens if you swing with your helmet? Article 17 uses helmet as a weapon. A player may not use a helmet that is no longer worn by anyone as a weapon to strike, swing, or throw at an opponent. So what's the penalty for that, right? It's already in the rules. Illegal use of helmet as a weapon, loss of 15 yards, and automatic disqualification. So 15 yards, and Myles Garrett should be disqualified from the game. And I would also say, when you look at swinging at a guy's head with, you know, unprotected head with a helmet, a 2 to a 4 game penalty, I would understand. There has been a totally hysterical reaction to this in terms of the danger, which has been overstated, what just happened and everything. In baseball, guy throws at another guy 100 miles an hour in the head. You know what? He gets a warning from the ump. In hockey, you swing at a guy's head with a stick. You might get a 25 game suspension. It's possible. In other words, like a third of the season, the equivalent of 2, 4, 6 games, something like that, in a football suspension. But people talking about Myles Garrett, rest of the season, kick him out of the league, send him to jail. Calm down. In a fight, if one person escalates and the other person retaliates, even if the retaliation is considered disproportional, we don't just look at the disproportional retaliation. Mason Rudolph was at the end of a game in which he stunk, 4 interceptions. The other team's about to win. The defensive end's on top of him. He's clearly frustrated. He tries to pull the helmet off. He gets retaliated in kind while the other guy's being restrained. He charges them, and he gets swung at. Myles Garrett's right. It's foolish. He shouldn't have swung with the helmet. Everyone calm down. Myles Garrett, 2. You want to argue 4 games? Fine. Mason Rudolph, at least a game. Done.
I could not agree with anything that Max Kellerman said more. I completely agree with every single piece of content that he just said. And the fact that Mason Rudolph gets out of this with no punishment is a crime in and of itself. You cannot just look at the retaliator, even if the retaliator did worse. My policy has been my whole life, and this has gotten me in trouble. If I get hit, if I get screwed over, I screw over the perpetrator worse than what I got. That has been my policy my entire life, all right? Punch me, you get punched worse. Screw me over behind my back, I'm going to screw you over worse. Play a prank on me, you're going to get pranked worse. That has been my policy my whole life. That doesn't mean I club someone over the head with a helmet, but the fact that Mason Rudolph escapes this scot-free is in and of itself a crime. And Lonzo, I'm sure you would agree with that. I'm sure you would say that, yes, kick Myles Garrett out of the league, but also Mason Rudolph should get a couple games as well.
No, he shouldn't, because those kind of plays happen every single down. That kind of stuff happens every single down. That's a part of football. Swinging your helmet, using it as a weapon, trying to bludgeon someone's skull, that is out of the realm of sports and sportsmanship. It is ridiculous. He should be incarcerated.
Well, so here the problem is kicking someone in the nuts, ripping their helmet off. You say that happens each and every day. You say that's a part of the game. That shouldn't be part of the game. That should be punishable. He clearly provoked Myles Garrett, and Myles Garrett acted in an irresponsible way.
See, this is the thing that bothers me about this point. So what you're saying is, if I provoke you and you hurt me with something,
correct,
it's okay because it's my fault for provoking you. No, it's your fault for losing your temper and doing something stupid.
Oh, what? No. Lonzo, it's not an either or. You are at fault for provoking, and I am at fault for going over the line. You are at fault for provoking. The instigator is not just a victim here. And you got to understand that.
He crossed the line. He crossed the line when he swung that helmet.
Okay, he crossed the line. And I think Mason Rudolph crossed the line in a misdemeanor way. Okay? If we're talking bro code, if we're talking NFL code, Myles Garrett is guilty of a felony, but Mason Rudolph is guilty of a misdemeanor. And you don't get off scot-free when you're guilty of a misdemeanor. Much more on this. Obviously, it's the lead topic on the show today. Everybody is fired up about it. 1-844-477-3776. If you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. Text line 71307. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Tons to unpack here today. Let's see here. Going to get to your calls in just a minute. Never thought I would agree with Lonzo on something, but he's right about Myles Garrett, says Casey Helderman. Lugnut, no relation to Myles Garrett's midsection, says this is far beyond anything that Vontaze Burfict ever did. Can you imagine if Vontaze Burfict did this, man?
Well, I completely agree. This is a whole lot worse than anything Vontaze did, and he's the dirtiest player in the game.
Michael Schindler said Rudolph also kicked Garrett in the cojones before his helmet was ripped off. We've obviously addressed that. Sports and Culture said, I wouldn't say Mason tried to kick him in the Rudolph, but even if he did, that helmet swing is egregious. Why would you kick him in the Rudolph when you could kick him in the Blitzen? It doesn't make any sense to me. Casey Helderman says, the difference is one could have killed someone, the other would have not. Casey, if I don't have my raviolis, I don't know if I have much interest in living anymore, if I'm honest with you. I Follow the Way says, how is this the same Myles Garrett that calmly took a sucker punch to the face from a fan a month ago? Just a month ago, I remember thinking, this dude is chill. I don't know if I ever saw the video of him taking the sucker punch from the fan, Lonzo. Did you?
Me either. No. I'll have to look that up.
Casey Helderman says he doesn't need to be in the NFL if he thought Rudolph still had the ball. Mark, Sports and Culture says, I am comical today with these gonad jokes. Casey Helderman continues, sorry, but I've been cleated, hair pulled, hit in the face, shoved, elbowed, tripped, etc., playing soccer and lacrosse, and never once did I think of using my stick or fist in retaliation, and I was in high school. David Hayes says, I'm in agreement with you, Mark. If Rudolph can start it, Garrett has a right to defend himself, especially since he was being lynched. All right, 1-844-477-3776. Let's get to Jeff, who is up next on the line. Jeff, thanks for the call. You're offsides. Jeff, go ahead.
Oh, perfect. Appreciate you taking my call, guys.
Always. Jeff, thank you, man.
No, I was actually calling to just add my comment to it, and I agree Myles Garrett was definitely over the line. And I think he knows he did. I mean, he apologized today online, and I think he understands what he did was wrong, but the fact that Mason Rudolph has no accountability for this, it's just absolutely wrong. If you watch the video, Myles Garrett tackled him late. Mason Rudolph tried to rip his helmet off. That's when he grabbed his helmet back. Now, once the two offensive linemen pulled him off of him, that should have been it. Mason Rudolph came after him.
Kept coming after him. Jeff, hold on 1 second here. I just said that to Lonzo during the break. I said, why after all that did Mason Rudolph still come at Myles Garrett? After all exactly. That, he's charging Myles Garrett when Myles Garrett has his helmet in his hands.
I can't believe with as many NFL players as you've worked with or hung around with that you're asking that question. That's just a matter of testosterone. You're not going to back down.
Well, everybody wants Myles Garrett to be the one to be the bigger guy to walk away, and he should have walked away. But at the same time, Mason Rudolph could have walked away multiple times.
Here's the thing. So if Garrett would have stayed on top of him
Myles
and started
Garrett's reaction, but at the same time, Mason Rudolph has to be held somewhat accountable.
If Garrett would have stayed on top of him and just punched him and they had to pull him off of him, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Wouldn't have a problem with it at all. It's when he pulled the helmet off and used it as a weapon, that's crossing the line.
It's absolutely
definitely crossed the line.
Yeah.
But he used it crossing the line after their two Pittsburgh Steelers offensive linemen pulling Myles Garrett off of him and the Mason Rudolph continued to confront him.
There
so
you go.
He's not. I don't think he's. He doesn't get away scot free on this one.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it, guys. I mean, maybe this is an indictment on me. Okay, if you rip my helmet off and you kick me in the ravioli, I am not sure if I have a helmet in my hand what I'm going to do. If I snap, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. That means I, too, am capable of doing something wrong. If you rip a helmet off my head and my head hurts terribly because that's painful, I've had it done before, it's not fun, and if you try to take away my manhood with your cleats, I'm probably capable of doing something over the line. I probably am.
I know we need to go to break. Let me tell you a story real quick. Okay, senior year of high school, there's a guy who took up two spaces in the line. He stepped on my foot on purpose, and I found out later, broke my foot, and just stood there with, and I punched him, and punched him, and punched him, and punched him until I got him off my foot. Did I ever once think of pulling my helmet off? No, because you just don't do that. I've been pinched, I've been kicked, I've been spit on, I've had all that stuff. You just don't pull your helmet off and use it as a weapon.
I understand that, Lonzo, I do. But sometimes, in certain cases, people behave erratically. Sometimes people do things they're not supposed to
do. And then they get punished for it.
Michael Stathakis says, Myles Garrett crossed the line that Rudolph pushed him to. Rudolph can't just throw his hands up in the air after he got swung on acting like nothing happened. He ripped at Garrett's helmet, attempted a field goal on his other helmet, and then That's great, Michael. And then acted innocent, suspended both. You cannot attempt a field goal on a man's helmet, Lonzo. You can't do that, all right? I love it, Michael. I love it. All right. You know, it's interesting. We're looking at, I want Lonzo and I to name the single worst on-field incident we've ever seen when we come back right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. Steve has been hanging patiently. Let's get to Steve right now. Steve, thanks for the call.
Anyone who said Myles Garrett shouldn't be allowed to play football, he should be arrested and all that nonsense, listen, go back and watch some of these other guys throughout history, going all the way back to the 70s. Those guys back then did that stuff every time they got on the field. But more recently, look at Ndamukong Suh when he was with the Detroit Lions. He got, during the game, he literally stepped on a guy while he was laying on the ground. And yes, he got kicked out of the game. But no one's crying that he should have been banned from football or that he should be arrested or anything like that. He's still playing now. So, and yes, he didn't use a helmet, but this is, don't go back to the 70s and watch some of the NFL films from back then. Those guys back then did that kind of thing all the time. And yes, it wasn't, we didn't have the social media, and we didn't have the social interaction that we have that blows this thing up, you know, to what it is today. But they did the same exact thing back then. And no one cried, this guy should go to jail. He should never play football again. I think it's ridiculous.
Yes, here's the thing, you know, it was tough back then, but I don't recall, and I've never seen another incident where someone used their helmet as a weapon like what we saw with Garrett. I have not seen that, and if you have proof, send it to us here, and I'll watch it, and I'll tell you that you were right and I was wrong.
Coming up, an area team of interest puts out a statement trying to save face. We will address that next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.